Senator Koch.
Madam President, I would move that further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and the Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion prevails, and the Sergeant-at-Arms will bring in the absent members. Secretary will call the roll. No? Oh, the prayer, sorry. Good morning. Today's chaplain is Pastor Gary Dreyer from Christ Lutheran Church on Capitol Hill in St. Paul. And following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Let's pray together. I'd like to invite you all to set aside right now your worries about this session and quietly lift up to your God the things that are going on in your personal lives. Your hopes. Your anxieties and fears. The people that you love the most. Dear God, as we turn to the business of today, stay with us. We pray not only for civility, but for understanding, respect, even compassion. We pray for the people in this room who are not the same political party as we. Help us to listen to them, learn from them, work cooperatively with them for the sake of the common good of the people of our state. You've given us the jobs of being your servants, your public servants. We pray for those who elected us, for those whom we represent, for those who have entrusted themselves to us. We lift up to you the wealthiest of our constituents. And we pray for the homeless who, even in the immediate vicinity of these chambers, look daily for food and warmth. We lift up to you the people of our state who work hard, employers, employees. We lift up to you the too many people who cannot find work, the working poor, the struggling middle class. All of these, from the richest to the poorest, all of us gathered here in prayer, we are your children whom you love. Give us hearts of wisdom, understanding, and compassion for all your children. Give us the will to do your will. Empower us to love all your people and to love you above all. Amen.
It was fun. Yeah, good to see you. Secretary will call the roll.
Senators Anderson, Bach, Benson, Berglund, Bonhoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Cohen, Dames, Daly, DeKreif, Dibble, Fischbach, Gazelka, Gerlach, Gimsey, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Harrington, Higgins, Hoffman, Howe, Ingebretson, Jungbauer, Kielash, Koch, Cruz, Kubley, Langseth, Latz, Lilly, Limmer, Laurie, Magnus, Marty, Metzen, Michelle, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Olson, Ortman, Pappas, Perry, Peterson, Pogamiller, Reinert, Rest, Roebling, Rosen, Saxog, Scheid, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Sparks, Stump, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres, Ray, Vandeveer, Uyghur, Wolf.
A quorum is present. Second order of business, executive and official communications. Members make note of the following communications printed on today's agenda. Fifth order of business, Reports of committees. Senator Koch.
Madam President, I would move that the committee reports printed in today's agenda be adopted.
On that motion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion prevails. 6th order of business, second reading of Senate bills. Make note as of the bills as printed in the agenda. Second reading. 8th order of business, introduction and first reading of Senate bills. Bills having been given their first reading will be referred as indicated in the agenda. First reading. 9th order of business, motions and resolutions. There are 6 author motions printed in the agenda, and they will be adopted as one motion. I move adoption. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion prevails. Senator Koch.
Madam President, I would move that Senate File 325 be removed, withdrawn from the Committee on Rules and Administration and re-referred to the Committee on Education. I'm fine with this move. There was a commission portion of this bill that will now be removed, and so I'm comfortable with this being withdrawn and re-referred to education.
And Senator Koch, this is Senator Hand's bill, correct?
Correct.
All right. On that motion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. Senator Koch.
Madam President, I would move that Senate File 612 be withdrawn from the Committee on Health and Human Services and re-referred to the Committee on Education. This is a Senator Benson bill. She is otherwise engaged today, and so I'm making the motion for her.
On that motion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. Members, it's getting a little noisy in here. Thank you. Senator Koch.
Thank you, Madam President. Now I would move that House File number 79 be taken from the table, given a second reading, and placed on general orders.
House File 79, second reading. Did we have to vote on that? Sorry. On Senator Koch's motion on Senate File, House File 79. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. House File 79, second reading. And then one more motion. And then we vote. Okay. Senate Resolution number 53 will be referred, 53-57 will be referred to the Rules Committee. All right. The resolutions printed on today's agenda, resolutions 53 to 57, as you'll find on the agenda, will all be referred to the Rules Committee. Thirteenth order of business, announcements of Senate interest. Without objection, the following senators will be excused from today's session. Senators Benson, Pogomiller, Cohen, and Newman for the entire day. Any other excuses? Senator Torres Ray.
Thank you, Madam President. I wanted to see if I could ask members to observe a moment of silence for the people of Japan today. We haven't done that. Thank you, members. Thank you, Madam President. Members, as I read the news and try to explain to my children the devastation that is happening in Japan, and I try to do that during the last few days, I just had a very difficult time doing that. And I thought that it's really hard to explain to our children what is happening, especially the effects of radiation on children. And I thought that we really need to observe a moment of silence and remember the people, remember that so many families have lost their loved ones, lost everything they own. But in particularly, there are 55 workers right now working in a plant trying to resolve so many problems, technical problems. And according to the experts, these workers will probably die. They are giving their lives to save thousands and thousands of lives. So I thought it would be appropriate that we observe a moment and really remember the people of Japan. Thank you.
On that privilege, we will recognize a moment of silence. Senate will come to order. I guess there's nothing else. Senator Koch.
Madam President, if there are no other announcements, first of all, thank you very much for presiding over us today. Great job. Oh, Senator Dibble. No.
Senator Dibble.
Thank you, Madam President. Madam President, is this your final session with us today?
Senator Dibble, I will be here tomorrow.
Okay. Well, then I hope we hear something from you tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and you probably will. If there's no other announcements, Senator Koch.
Thank you, Madam President. Then I would move that we adjourn until tomorrow, March 17th at 11 a.m., members.
On the motion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion prevails. Senate stands adjourned.